The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse has found that official records show that the government declared the national state of disaster over the electricity crisis without any evidence to back up the need for it. There were two decisions. The head of the National Disaster Management Centre made a decision to classify the electricity supply crisis as a disaster. And then on that basis, the Minister of Cooperative Governance declared the national state of disaster. Now, ATA received the records of these decisions through our High Court case challenging the decisions. ATA has gone through the records and found that neither the head of the Disaster Management Centre nor the Minister believe the electricity crisis fit the legal definition of a disaster. And those who were consulted also didn't support declaring a disaster, as they said the crisis could be managed through existing legislation. After the consultations, the head of the Disaster Management Centre suddenly changed his mind and classified the situation as a national disaster. The minister followed him and declared the national state of disaster. The records do not show that any additional evidence or facts were considered. They simply changed their minds. ATA believes this makes the decision irrational and unconstitutional. So therefore, we ask the court to review their decisions and set them aside.